According to the laws of Shabbos, we are in the middle of Simin Reish Samach Gimel. Let's continue with the next halacha. It says, Echad ha'anoshim, Echad ha'anoshim, men and women alike, chayevim lios, divateihem ner dolok b'Shabbos. It's necessary to make sure that they have candles burning in their home. Afil ein l'ma yoichal, even a person is not wealthy, a person is actually impoverished, they don't even have much food. Shoel el hapsochim, they need to knock on people's doors. Voikech shemen umadlikas in air, in order to be able to fulfill this mitzvah. Shezebuchal onik Shabbosu. As we said, one of the reasons why we light Shabbos candles, one of the three reasons is because of onik Shabbos, as it enhances the Shabbos meal, because you're able to see that which you're eating. And on this, the Machaber says, Yumi sheishu ma'os mesumsom. A person has exactly enough money. Mitzvahs lechem l'suda Shabbos kodem achol. If they have very, very few dollars in their pocket. The most important thing over everything else is the basic staple of bread. V'ner l'shabbos kodem likach mishar machol. After you at least have bread, then at that point, if you have a few more pennies, then you should buy candles. Even though all the other delicacies, such as meat and the like, are really also ways to enhance the Shabbos, mikol makom nonetheless, ner adif, better to have candles burning, mishum shalom bayis. Because the other reason, as we've said on numerous occasions, is that when a person lights the Shabbos candles, it's a concept of shalom bayis. Shalom bayis simply because the person is not going to be bumping into things in which could cause disharmony in that home because they are not able to maneuver in a comfortable fashion. In fact, it's brought down in the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, which explains the inyan of shalom bayis in a more romantic way, if I can say, that if you look at the inyan of having two candles, as we discussed previously, is because there's sachar and shamar. There's these two elements of Shabbos. Also, if you look at the word ner, the numerical value, the gematria of ner, is 250. So if you light two candles, which 250, and candle number two is 250 equals 500, he says that this represents the limbs of both the husband and the wife. And he says, even though maybe some people who are involved in science don't necessarily agree to this, that in halacha, in Jewish philosophy rather, we say that a man has 248 bones, and a woman has 252. And therefore, by lighting these two candles, it shows this connection, this union between ish and isho, which equals 500. So the Mishnah Berurah furthermore explains the idea of knocking on doors. It says, "V'hu ikar onik su'uda Shabbos." That the idea of having candles burning is really connected to enjoying the Shabbos meal. "Umihu ein sarach lezeh rak b'shvil ner echad." All you need to have, and we'll see this when we get into greater length, other halachos, it's only necessary to have one Shabbos candle. So in the event that a person has very few dollars, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, all one needs to do is to at least have one candle burning. Just to discuss one other inyan of shalom bayis is because a person does not want to be bumping into different things. The question is, if a person turns on their lights and they forgot to light the Shabbos candles, is that considered on some level enough that if a person would have made that mistake and not lit Shabbos candles, that you would not have to continue to light more candles in the future? In other words, we learned yesterday that if a person would make the mistake and not light Shabbos candles, the halacha is that for the rest of time, they have to add one extra candle. So, if let's say they normally lit two candles, you forgot to light Shabbos candles once, so for the rest of your life, you have to start lighting three candles. The question is, what happens, halachically, as the Piskei Tshuvos asks, if a person at least has electric lights on? You forgot to light the Shabbos candles. So the electric lights at least alleviates the issue of shalom bayis, because you're not going to hurt yourself. So is that enough that you would still not have to add an extra candle because of this inyan of shalom bayis? So let me share with you this paragraph. You should know, she'avim hadliku es ma'or ha'chashmal, that even if you had some electric lights burning on Shabbos in the rooms in which you were eating, the isha shochol hadlik nero Shabbos, the woman forgot to light the candles, gam kin kansinan la, we will still cause this penalty, lahadlik o ner b'chol Shabbos, that she would still have to light an extra candle. And logic dictates that having electric candles, having electricity rather, is insufficient. Even though you're not going to stumble on your furniture, nonetheless, kivan shebirchas al neros, the bracha that we do say is not on electricity; it's on candles. Even if you have electricity burning in every single room in the house, there's still an inyan to light Shabbos candles. And there's also an inyan to make a bracha on those Shabbos candles. If it would be the case, shim lo kein, eich mutter lo levarach lehem. If the whole concept is just so that you should have light in your house, then you should not be allowed to ever make a bracha on Shabbos candles, provide in the situation where you have other lights. So therefore, obviously the fact that we allow you to make a bracha on the Shabbos candles, even though there's electricity, shows that electricity does not take away from the mitzvah. In the event that she forgot and did not light with a bracha, hashacha zos nikros bitl ha-mitzvah. That's considered to be as that she forgot to perform the mitzvah. So even though maybe she turned on electric lights in order to make sure to alleviate the problem of shalom bias, she would still have to light an additional candle for every single Shabbos for the rest of her life.